Al Pokar. It's a combination or a corruption of Go Wala. That's the Cowherd Boys. They're Go Wallas. There's a devotee in our New Jersey congregation. He's from Gujarat. His name is Kasab Wala. He described to me how he got that name. The family name was given because they make kasab. Kasab is that glittery gold material that goes into cloth sometimes, or sometimes different ways of making decoration. So the family business was making kasab. So they became Kasabwala. And I know a nice man in North Carolina. His name is Topi Wala. Mr. Topi Wala, their family business is making topis, hats. And this is Go Wala. Their business of the cowherdsmen was the cows. And all the products from the cows are the milk and yogurt and dahi and lassi and so many nice sweet preparations made from the cows. So this side was where the cowherd boys would come often in the mid part of the day. They would take their bath and then they would have their lunch. And Krishna would manage somehow while they were having the lunch or while they were resting after lunch to slip away and go to Radhakund and enjoy his pastimes, actually that way. Enjoy his pastimes with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. But I remember coming here many, many times and all the steps were broken. The whole thing was a mess. And some devotees decided this is a sacred place, it shouldn't be a mess, so they collected some funds and restored the place. So it looks nice. Place where Krishna and the cowherd boys would come and perform pastimes regularly by the side of Govardhan Hill. And as we're going out, besides be careful, don't slip in the mud, but you'll see as we start walking along the path, that Govardhan will rise. You'll see Govardhan more visibly and more visibly and more visibly as we continue to walk. And Govardhan, should comment, is because Govardhan is none different than Krishna, Govardhan is immediately worshipable. Just like when we were describing about Gopal Bhatta going to get his Shalagram Shilas. Shalagram does not need to be installed because Shalagram is already Narayan. And Govardhan is already Krishna. So one can worship Krishna in the form of stone. So from the side of Govardhan Hill. Caution. Srila Prabhupada said that we should not take stones from Govardhan like, you know, a souvenir or something like that, because it's Krishna. But if one wants to worship Govardhan, one should take permission from the spiritual master first, and then take permission from a local Vrijvasi, just like in some of our temples. In Mayapur, you know there's a very large Govardhan Shila. There's some devotees here from Houston. There's a very large Govardhan Shila on the altar in Houston and many other places. So that's with permission of a local Rijvasi. With their permission, one may receive. Those two conditions Prabhupada gave. So don't gather any stones from Govardhan, please. Okay. See the Prabhupada again.